Good morning. I'm Ed Federico. Today's scripture lesson comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 7 through 12 and 16 through 18. But we have this treasure in clay jars so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be made visible in our bodies. For while we live, we are always being given up to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may be made visible in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. So we do not lose heart. Even though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all measure, because we look not at what can be seen, but at what cannot be seen. For what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal. The word of God for the people of God.
Typically each summer my family would spend a week at the beach. We still do, but I remember years ago when my lovely daughters and their friends and I would build a sandcastle. Every year we did this, and one year our work attracted a whole group of kids who were on the beach, and soon these other children took ownership over various parts of the construction process. You know, 8-year-olds can be a pretty tough group of supervisors. They want sand moved here and there, they want moats dug deeper or wider, and sometimes whole portions of the castle were crushed and rebuilt because something looked just a little off. Everyone had ideas. Many of those ideas were good, so the building that began in the morning soon extended into the afternoon, and by the end of the day, well, the castle was really lovely. It was a full city. It included a large citadel in the center, a seahorse medallion on each side, a beautiful shell on the front, seagrass flags flying from the towers. And I remember after that castle was built, we were sort of laying on a beach towel next to it, and we were sort of, you know, relaxing like you do. We were reading a book, we were talking, we were napping. But the truth is, even when I took a little rest, took a little nap, I was doing it with one eye open, because we were sentinels. Because when you build sandcastles, after you build them, you have to take care, because you never know when you're going to have a barnstorming 4-year-old, or you're going to have wind that begins to erode it, or heaven forbid, you know, high tide rolls in and just wipes it all out. And so we sat there watching, and what I realized is it's hard when you're building in sand. You know what I've discovered is we're always building in sand. Everything in life is like that. You know, our relationships, when you think about it, are like sandcastles. They have to constantly be built and then rebuilt because things happen. People move. People have health problems. We have relational difficulty, and pretty soon the cracks and fissures appear, and then you have to choose, do I let it all go, or do I rebuild it? Works like that. One project comes, then another takes over. One thing necessitates another. We're just always building in sand, it feels like. Nothing's ever really permanent. And that's what I want you to think about today, is what do we do with that fact of life? You know, the Apostle Paul said that that temporary nature of life, the way things come and go, the way things have to be rebuilt, well, built and rebuilt again, I guess. He identified that as one of the norms of life. But he put it in this really poetic way. He compared our lives to clay, just common clay jars. Now, you think about the ancient world, clay jars were used for everything. They were used for storage containers, drinking vessels, plates, everything. But he said, we're like common clay jars, but there is something inside of us that God has placed there. Let me read it to you. And I'm reading, this is the 7th verse of the 4th chapter of 2 Corinthians. but we have this treasure in clay jars, so that it may be made clear that the extraordinary power belongs to God and doesn't come from us. Paul was saying it's okay that things are temporary, it's okay that things are changing. Because for Christians, we're caught in the same cycle that all of creation is in. And here's that cycle. Things are created, things have life, they have a time. Ecclesiastes said, for everything there is a season, for everything under the sun. Well, Paul says that there's this thing about the way life works. There's creation, there's time, then there's death. But, he said, in that common experience, is the extraordinary power of God, and he's referring to the resurrection that we celebrated 2 weeks ago. He's referring to Easter. He's saying it's only when things are not permanent, it's only when things die, that you discover the power of Christ's resurrection in your life. And that's the best news of all. So in this sermon series, we've been thinking about re-entry. What does it mean to re-enter after the pandemic? That's going to happen slowly over time. It's not this week, But we're at that stage where we should be thinking about, what have we learned? And, you know, this last year has been widely observed. We've seen a lot of the cycle that the Apostle Paul describes. We've seen a lot of things that we thought were permanent and we thought would never go away, demonstrate that life's more like sand. I really wish it wasn't. I wish life was like concrete. In some ways, I mean, I'm so joyful about having adult daughters, and two of them are married, and just the joy of seeing people as they grow older. But there is a little part of me that wishes I could freeze those four girls at the beach in place and always enjoy that. But it's just not the nature of anything in life. And you know, the pandemic showed us that, right? We saw how work suddenly had to shift, life had to shift, plans got canceled. And so again, what's the wisdom? What have we gained? And I think a couple of things for me that I gained is that a couple of things that I've been thinking about are, one, what if we saw that process not as the enemy, but as our greatest friend? What if we saw all this new beginning as a time to recreate, a time to renew our energy, a time to look at our life and say, what do I want to keep? What do I want to change? What do I want to release and say, you know what, that had a season and it was a great season and I celebrate it, but that season's not this season. And can we believe that in that process, God's with us? Not that God brought the pandemic, nothing like that. But just that God is present with us in this time, in this space, helping us to do a brand new thing. Here's the truth. Sometimes you look at your life and you think to yourself, I'm just tired of building sandcastles. In other words, it's not that there's something wrong with the sandcastle, it's just that maybe it's time for something new anyway, something different. And the great news is that because of the resurrection, God is with us in the creating and in the time in between and then in the recreating. Sometimes you realize maybe it's time to do something different, something that's artistic in a new way. Maybe it won't be perfect, maybe it won't be like someone else could have done, but you're going to try something new, something different. That could be in any part of your life. That could be in relationships you want to renew and rebuild. That could be in people that you want to see. That could be in a job you want to experience in a fresh way. The great thing is that God is with us in all of these moments. The creating, the lack of permanence, and the recreating. Because God is the most creative being in the universe. Three things I want you to think about today as you're thinking about your life and about what it means to re-enter. The first thing is this: God's with us. That's something in the text you heard this morning that God makes so evident. And Paul had so many things that in his life he had to constantly do the work. He had to constantly create, watch things fall apart, recreate, encourage. He was such a laborer in God's vineyard. that he knew the process, and he knew God was always with him no matter where he was, whether he was out speaking and teaching, whether he was forming the church, writing letters in a jail cell, God was always there. And God's with you and me, has been all through this last year, will be with us all in the year to come. The Lord's with us. And the power of the resurrection is with us as well. This morning, I was just thinking about how creative God is. Now, it's, as you can see, it's gray. It's really interesting. Today, it opened up a beautiful, sunny, blue sky day. And within just an hour, everything shifted. A front moved in. I thought I was going to have this lovely blue day to show you on the camera. And now it's all gray. But really, it's an illustration of what I'm talking about. We work in sand. Nothing's permanent. It comes and it goes. The question is whether we still are doing the work joyfully, whether we say, oh, everything's lost, or whether we say, wow, I wonder what God's going to use this for, or what I'm going to learn about now. Well, this morning when there were blue skies, I was sitting looking at the ocean, and I just thought, my goodness, this is so beautiful. The seagrass, the seagulls, the pelicans that were flying past, the waves, just the beautiful water, that wave action, wave after wave after wave, the sand. And as I sat there, I was thinking about this message I wanted to share with you. And I thought, wow, in this place, if there's ever a place to learn that God is always about the work of creating, letting a season pass, and then recreating, it's here at the beach. You know, it's been since before the pandemic began that I've been down at the Outer Banks. And I have to tell you, just being here has just reminded me of God's power. Now, here's what Paul says in verse 8 and 9 and 10. He says, we are afflicted in every way, but we're not crushed. We're perplexed, but we're not driven to despair. We're persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be made visible in our bodies. And I think that part of what Paul's talking about is that the power of the resurrection is the power to learn to recreate, which is what God sets in motion all around us in the beauty of nature and in the biblical story itself. The sunset, the water, the sand, the seagrass, all of that is an example of what God does. Now, the second thing I want you to think about is we don't lose heart. We don't lose heart. You may sometimes feel depressed. You may sometimes feel a little anxious. We all do. But we don't lose heart because God is with us. So Paul puts it this way. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary afflictions are achieving for us an eternal glory which outweighs them all. And so we control the controllable, and then we let God handle the rest. You and I have to control the things that we can control, who we are, how we behave, how we see the future, and whether we see it with hope and excitement, or whether we feel like, oh, I feel like I'm seeing the decline of everything. Everything's falling apart. Our society's falling apart, the world. Or whether we have the power of the resurrection, that eternal glory that is within us that was put there when Jesus first emerged from a tomb, when a group of his followers thought everything was lost and everything was over. And yet what he was showing is, oh no, it's far better than you ever imagined. We do not lose heart. And finally this, we fix our eyes on the glory of God that's all around us. So Paul writes, for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal weight of glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. And so the great thing about realizing that we're always working in sand is actually that sand falls apart. The great thing about working in sand is every day you get up and something will have destroyed that sandcastle or whatever it is that you made. And that means every day is a blank slate. a blank slate to recreate, to renew, to think of something you never thought of before, to try something you've never tried before. And in the year ahead, that's what we get to do. We have this remarkable once-in-a-life opportunity to have our lives basically rearranged, and now a fresh canvas, one that's different. And if there's still some things there that we want to retain, then all the more reason to retain them. But if there are things that it's time for them to go away, we get to paint over them. You know, there's this prayer in the United Methodist hymnal. New every morning comes the sun, great God of light, and all day long you are working for good in the world. I just love that phrase. I love that line. Because what it reminds me is that every day is that opportunity to work with God, to be a servant in God's vineyard, and to see what little part I get to make. Maybe that's with your family, maybe that's at your work, maybe that's in your neighborhood, or whatever you do in retirement, your volunteer work, your grandchildren, whatever it is. But whatever it is, know this, because of the power of the resurrection in our lives, we get to work for God amidst all this beauty, all the goodness of Christ's love, all the opportunity to let Jesus lead your life into such a way that we receive in this life what the scripture calls grace upon grace. It's really a remarkable time we're in right now as we re-enter. So, I want to encourage you to fix your eyes on that which is eternal. Think on these things. And I hope today you'll spend some time alone with God as I did earlier today. And I found the more I looked at what was around me, and you don't have to be at the beach to do this, but go outside and just look at the beauty that's around you. And when you do, think about how your life is going to add to that beauty today, this week, this month, and especially in the year to come. Amen.